Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 24th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The laptop maker Framework announced its second modular laptop platform, the Laptop 16, which it claims offers the holy grail of upgradable graphics. It does this using a removable rear cover. This can slide out and be replaced by a much larger module. Framework designed a high-power bidirectional PCI Express interface for the module with enough throughput to support a GPU or a pair of SSDs. The laptop also features six swappable I/O card slots and an input module system that lets you hot swap the keyboard and mouse. No word on pricing or other specs, but it expects it to ship in late 2023. Framework also announced its 13-inch laptop will soon have options for both 13th generation Intel chips and AMD Ryzen 7000 series CPUs. The laptop also received a larger 61 watt-hour battery, which promises up to 30% more runtime and louder speakers. And all of these can be bought as upgrades to the original Framework laptop. OpenAI launched an alpha for plugins for ChatGPT. This will allow developers to extend the chatbot's functionality by allowing it to access third-party sources, including the web. Right now, ChatGPT's knowledge base is limited to around September 2021. Early testers include Expedia, Instacart, Kayak, Klarna, OpenTable, Shopify, Slack, and Zapier. OpenAI also released support for adding a sandbox Python code interpreter to ChatGPT. Utah Governor Spencer Cox signed two bills into law regulating how minors in the state can use social media and regulating how companies can design these apps. SB 152 requires that as of March 1, 2024, social media companies verify ages of all users, set up systems to get parental permission for minors to open an account, restrict minors from using social media from 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. without parental consent, and give parents the ability to access a minor's account. HB 311, meanwhile, blocks these companies from implementing a designer feature that causes minors to become addicted to these platforms. During his testimony to the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee, TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu said that ByteDance employees in China could still access some U.S. user data currently, but would not be able to do so after its Project Texas initiative was complete. Chu said all U.S. data since October 2022 was stored in Oracle Cloud and managed by its U.S. subsidiary, U.S. Data Security. As part of Project Texas, TikTok will delete U.S. data on servers in Singapore and Virginia, still potentially accessible by ByteDance. United Airlines announced a partnership with Archer Aviation to launch a commercial electric air taxi route in Chicago, going from downtown to O'Hare International Airport. It's set to open in 2025. Archer estimates the flight will take about 10 minutes and be cost competitive, although it didn't offer any specifics. Twitter announced it will start removing legacy verification checkmarks on accounts that haven't already subscribed to Twitter Blue on April 1st. The company also announced that Twitter Blue subscriptions are now available globally. Xiaomi reported its Q4 earnings. The good news, it beat analyst expectations. The bad news, it saw its fourth consecutive quarter of revenue drop, falling 22.8% on the year to 66.05 billion yuan, about 9.6 billion US dollars, its steepest decline ever. The revenue drop comes as the company struggled to sell smartphones in China. Canalys estimates it saw smartphone shipments drop 37% on the year in Q4, the steepest drop by any major brand in the quarter. On its earnings call, the company did say it's on track to reach its goal of producing its first electric vehicle in the first half of 2024. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA, announced it's narrowed the scope of its investigation into Microsoft's proposed acquisition, Blizzard acquisition. The CMA no longer believes the acquisition would diminish competition in console gaming. It's still investigating how the deal would impact the cloud gaming market. PayPal expanded support for passkey logins to Android users in the US, but only on its website when using Chrome. This follows support for macOS and iPadOS released in October. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, you might know it as CISA, released a new incident response tool called Untitled Goose Tool. This Python-based utility is designed to look at telemetry data from Azure, Active Directory, and Microsoft 365 to look for signs of malicious activity. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says new AirPods referenced in the latest iOS 16.4 beta are a USB-C version of the AirPods Pro 2, expected to be released in mid-2023. Kuo also said Apple has no plans for USB-C updates to the AirPods 2 and 3. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.